This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, December 16th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Product of USA guidance issued. Milk bill gets plaudits and criticism. FDA issues reminder on product recalls. USDA released updated voluntary product of USA guidance. The Agriculture Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service updated its labeling guidance ahead of the January implementation of new voluntary product of USA rules. Updated language in FSIS voluntary labeling guidelines reflect that raised means from birth to slaughter. Notes that product of North America claims are voluntary allowed on products if the claim is truthful and complies with agency rules and detailed rules surrounding voluntary multi-country of origin label claims like product of USA and Canada. Take note, the updated guidance is the result of a rule USDA finalized last year that tightened how product of the USA or made in the USA terminology could be voluntarily used for meat, poultry, and egg packaging, stipulating those claims must apply to products of animals that are born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the United States. Milk bill praised, criticized following House passage. U.S. dairy groups praised passage of a bill to allow whole milk back in school, saying it will bolster nutrition for American students. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act cleared the House by voice vote yesterday. It's headed for President Donald Trump for his expected signature. The measure will overturn a 2010 law requiring flavored milk to be fat-free and that traditional milk must be 1% fat at most. The reversal's backers say the ban relies on outdated science. Common sense has prevailed, Dairy Farmers of America President and CEO Dennis Rodebaugh said. The legislation is a win for children's health. Along with full fat and 2% milks, the measure would allow dairy-free milk alternatives such as soy, oat, and almond. Kids also could get non-dairy beverages if they are lactose intolerant. The Center for Science and the Public Interest opposed the bill. The Food and Health Watchdog says saturated fat raises risk of heart disease and that more than 80% of kids already consume too much saturated fat. Further, it's a grim story. The bill's passage follows federal actions weakening programs that provide nutritious food to children. CSPI, Federal Child Nutrition Campaign Manager Megan Maroney said. Theft puts used cooking oil in the spotlight. Used cooking oil theft from restaurants is back in focus as 13 Chinese nationals face federal charges related to stealing and reselling of old frying grease across multiple U.S. states. Used cooking oil, or UCO, is an ingredient for making low-carbon transportation fuels like biodiesel. It's the latest chapter in an ongoing saga around UCO. Theft and fraudulent activity tied to the once worthless commodity has been a major concern for at least a decade. Yet the stakes have risen in recent years as UCO becomes sought after. Indictments announced last week by the Justice Department, a reminder that more needs to be done to combat UCO theft, the North American Renderers Association said yesterday. The trade group says as much as $500 million worth of UCO is stolen in the U.S. each year. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. FDA reminds industry to pull recall products from shelves. The Food and Drug Administration is reminding industry retailers that a product needs to be taken off the shelves when it's recalled by its manufacturer. The agency stressed retailers' legal responsibilities in an announcement on Monday. FDA said that ByHeart Whole Nutrition Infant Formula was still being sold weeks after a voluntary recall started. The formula has been linked to a multi-state infant botulism outbreak. As of December 10th, a total of 51 infants with suspected or confirmed infant botulism and confirmed exposure to ByHeart Whole Nutrition Infants Formula have been reported from 19 different states. Warning letters went out last week to multiple retailers. Since the voluntary recall began November 8th, FDA investigators and state and local partners checked retail stores across the U.S. over 4,000 times to ensure a recall product was not being made available to consumers, the agency said. Through this effort, we found that recalled infant formula continued to be found on store shelves for over 3 weeks in one case and over 175 locations across 36 states. Antitrust laws apply to professional societies accreditation standards, according to the Department of Justice. Professional societies must comply with antitrust laws when establishing accreditation standards and assessing conformance with them, the Justice Department says in a filing in a case involving the American Veterinary Medical Association. The statement of interest has been filed in a case brought by Lincoln Memorial University Veterinary School. The Tennessee school says an AMVA change to its standards threatens the school's accreditation, quote, but also prevents new veterinary colleges from opening and unreasonably raises the cost of veterinary education, the Justice Department said. In a statement, Jim Wiseman, AMVA Chief of Academic Affairs, Research and Accreditation, said the organization agrees with DOJ's statement that millions of American pet owners and livestock farmers need affordable veterinary medicine. However, Wiseman continued, American pet owners and livestock farmers also are entitled to quality veterinary medical service. American pet owners and livestock farmers deserve to expect that graduates of veterinary medical schools are adequately trained to provide appropriate care for their animal patients. The accreditation standards of the AMVA Council on Education are designed precisely to achieve that objective. While they do help ensure quality veterinary care, COE standards do not violate antitrust laws in any way. Therefore, we are confident that the AMVA will prevail in the litigation that is subject of the DOJ statement. EPA and CORE holding another virtual WOTUS meeting. The Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers are holding virtual meetings today to get feedback on their proposed rule defining waters of the U.S. in the Clean Water Act. Attending will be Wes Brooks, EPA Deputy Assistant Administrator for Water, and Elliot Carman, Water Resources Regulation and Policy Advisor for the Department of the Army Civil Works. The sessions will be held from 12:30 to 2 p.m. and 2:30 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Registration is required. Here's today's final word. The passage of the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act is more than a policy change. It's a practical tool for promoting health nationwide and ensuring that Americans' next generation thrives. That's the word of Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, December 16th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.